After 18 months of doing science in the classroom, the Northwest Girls Collaborative Project held its final conference near Seattle on the Microsoft campus.
I am a gliding cadet, and I hope to go into a career in aviation. I believe space is waiting for me.
The girls, teachers, and mentors who were part of the project gathered to network and show their stuff. Science, technology, engineering, and math.
There's the electrophoresis chamber. We use an agarose gel that you load with the extracted DNA. Then you use a stain and destain and look at it, and you can see if you got anything.
I'd probably like to go into something like actuarial science. It's the science of math, kind of. You can work for insurance companies, and all the statistics that you see and everything like that is what the actuarial scientists do.
But behind the career plans and successful experiments lies the biggest challenge to getting women into high-tech careers.
Right now I'm looking into going into forensic sciences. I don't know, it just seems interesting, but I know it's going to take a lot of science, and I'm not really in for that. For example, right now, like chemistry, all that chemistry sometimes it stresses me out because it's so hard to understand.
Confidence is 90% of the battle.
Trish Malines-DeZico retired from a successful job at Microsoft to train black and Hispanic students in the field of technology.
You put a man programmer next to a woman programmer, and 9 times out of 10, the guy is going to think that he can tackle any kind of problem. And if you look at the woman, she's going to like be honest about whether she can do it or not. And that's a difference in confidence.
Confidence that gets undermined, she says, at puberty.
It's a disaster to look at a girl and say, oh, I know, you know, she's interested in boys or she's interested in how she looks and this will go away. That becomes the focal point of that girl's life. And all the fun she had in science begins to go away because that's not cool. You pick up any Glamour magazine, do you see anything about science in there? Not a thing. And that's what makes the difference. So you got to keep them. Doesn't mean you steer them totally away from that, but you've got to make sure it doesn't consume their lives.
Ms. Malines-DeZico says the key to winning the battle against hormones in the mass media is to collaborate with others who care about girls in science. That's why Karen Peterson founded the Northwest Girls Collaborative Project 2 years ago. Initially, the education professor and her co-founders thought they would create a new program to interest girls in science.
We started doing a needs assessment, and we discovered so many amazing programs that we didn't know about. And all of them were asking for help in terms of meeting other people, networking. And so that's when we decided, instead of creating a new program, to create a way to help connect the existing programs.
Ms. Peterson says networking the existing programs is key to keeping girls on the scientific career path throughout their education. If you think of that path as a pipeline, the biggest leaks are at puberty, when boys seem a lot more interesting than biochemistry. Candace Williams is a senior at an all-girls high school in Tacoma, Washington. She agrees that getting girls interested in science at an early age is helpful, but says it isn't enough.
Get girls involved in technology very early and then give them support all the way through. I mean, don't just stop telling them that they should be getting into these careers when they hit junior high.
Candace walks her talk. After she presented her research at the conference, she recruited girls to join the Technology Student Association. At one of the recent TSA competitions, Candace took first place in structural engineering. She beat out 4 other girls and 45 boys. How did that make her feel?
Very good. I yelled when I won. I was really loud. I think I was the loudest person. I was just really excited. When I won, I'm very cocky because I won. But it doesn't last for that long, and I'm not mean about it. And I mean, it's not bragging if you can actually do it.
Candace talked a little shop with another African-American girl at the conference, 12-year-old Miranda Morris. After a day of helping out in the conference's computer class, Miranda says she realized girls can be confident in science and popular.
Of course you can. I'm pretty well known. Almost everybody knows my name, so it's really nice. I think science is always my main priority in school. It's like the coolest thing ever. There's nothing to compare with popularity, because I'll be popular when I make a new vaccine to help somebody with their disease.
Miranda plans to be a doctor. The Northwest Girls Collaborative Project is over, for now. Its founders are looking for another round of funding to take the program nationwide. For Coast to Coast, I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle.